Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Nice. You got any more feedback, Hal, you want to give us this morning?
Hello.
Now that you've deafened the audience.
That was your fault.
My fault. I'm just sitting over here quietly waiting for you to start the program.
Don't deny it.
I deny it. I emphatically deny it.
Nice emphasis. Thank you.
Right.
All right. Welcome on board, everybody. It's the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. He's a fine local mayor and a good grandpop, and he's been a leader here at WKOK for the better part of a half a century or so, and good businessman, and what else can I say? Just a super guy in charge of global tsunami response by the FEMA. So
volcanoes.
Sorry. Jeez. You should be happy.
Keep it straight, will you?
One of the volcanoes.
Kilauea just erupted again, didn't it?
Right. Well, yeah. She's smoking again.
I'm headed down there.
Oh, down here. It'd be over there. But
the
anyway.
Natives want to throw me into the fire to quell the angry
human sacrifice. Yeah, that's part of the
ancient. That's part of the job.
Indigenous traditions that you sacrifice a FEMA official at each natural disaster to appease the gods.
Right. So we're looking forward to that.
You'll never appease your gods with just that. You're going to need more than just Joe.
I think you're probably right.
You have to sacrifice others. All right. Well, this is the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. That's Joe. I'm Mark Lawrence, a subpar performer. I play liberal on the radio, but not exceedingly well, and crazily uninformed and ridiculously biased towards the left. Does that summarize it okay?
I think that's
okay,
fair.
Okay, we can nail it. Okay. We would invite you to contact us and expose...
You could go into a little bit more self-aggrandizement and proclaim yourself to be strikingly handsome.
Oh. Now, why would I do that? I have you.
Well, you look in the mirror constantly. I mean, this is the only studio that has a mirror in front of the staff so that
does.
You can check yourself out.
Most people stare at a computer monitor in front of them. I'm the only guy in the building that has a mirror in front of the computer monitor.
Right, so that you can see yourself.
Right. But I'll tell you what. What do you think of the hair and the new glasses?
They look very striking.
How about it? Okay. Incidentally, your contract clause, the whole contract expires at the end of this month.
I know it does.
You're
going to
have it automatically renewed. Unless you...
Well, I probably will have to send you emails every month
out.
Saying you're striking.
Okay. All right. So welcome on board WKOK's Live Telephone Talk Show, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. Let's see. Things that are in the news. The submersible sub. They found some sound in the ocean overnight, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And it's so vast out there, they say the potential even exists that it's floating on the ocean and they can't find it. But they are using grid searches on the surface and underwater, so hopefully, but there's just so much space to search. But they heard some noise, so they're not sure what that is, so they're going to check that out and hopefully come up with a good outcome. So that is in the news. Let's see what else.
A kid named Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden was kind of in the news yesterday.
Yeah, but it's even more in the news today because of all the people who feel that he got a sweetheart deal.
Well, and it's hard to say. It may be a sweetheart deal, but we don't know what the penalty is. You know.
Well, a judge has to sign off on this plea agreement.
And does all of this ensure that he won't get jail time?
Well, if he, I think he probably won't get jail time because they're letting him skate, if you will, on the felony charge, which is a druggie in possession of a gun. But what are they doing? They're giving him probation, as I understand it, for the tax evasion. So here's a guy who didn't pay his taxes for 2 years, and he gets to.
Or
just,
didn't pay enough.
He didn't pay any.
Okay, he paid it all back in any event.
Right, he did.
Plus
he made penalties. It good. So, as our commercial that we run in the station says, the IRS. won't go away on its own. He should have called one of those tax places and gotten some relief.
Okay, the Hunter Biden plea deal, which the plea deals are very common, so, but in this case, everybody's having a meltdown. And it looks like these are the same kind of deals that President Trump will be able to try to negotiate. So let's see if
he called it a slap on, or no, the equivalent of a parking ticket, I think he said it was, that what Hunter Biden got.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he got misdemeanor charges.
But it was interesting. This morning, CNN opened with the missing submarine.
Okay.
Fox, as you might suspect, opened up with Hunter Biden.
Yeah, we got Hunter.
And what did CNN open up with? Donald Trump's legal woes.
Okay. So they're biased against Trump?
Oh, yeah. They are actually into deranged over there.
They have Trump derangement syndrome at CNN.
I mean, Joe is bad enough, but the bobblehead sitting beside him is really...
Well, I
always remember you remember Don Henley's song, "The Bobbleheaded Bleached Blonde Comes On at 5?
Yes.
Dirty Laundry?
Sure.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid that's Mika. She
right.
Just nods. Everything he says, her head's going up and down.
We invite you to call us about these topics or other topics. It's an Open Phones Wednesday today. We had Encina on the show yesterday. We did get one question afterward. We did send that to the Encina folks, so we'll hopefully get an answer from them. But you can call us now, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
But there is another thing in the news today, and it's rather sad. President Biden was in Philadelphia, along with the governor and both senators, to talk about reopening I-95. And as part of that, Senator Fetterman was there in shorts, a hoodie, and sneakers with the President of the United States and the other senators. And I got a big kick out of it because everybody used to say Donald Trump, all the liberals would call and say, he's not acting presidential. He's not presidential.
Trump's not presidential.
Trump's not presidential. Where are all these same liberals saying that Fetterman isn't senatorial? And unfortunately, I hate to say it, and I have a lot of empathy for the guy, he's not getting better. He's getting worse. And the audio cut that we have of him talking at that event is sad.
All right, so here's some pathetic gaffes by...
Bridges, how it started. In the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward. You just look. This is the very definition of totalitarianism. Shield and shelter, criminal. Look, wait. They sacrifice every day for the furniture and future of their children. And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful... Look, do you remember this? Do you remember? You came from wherever you came from.
You've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Mike Bolton, as you know, is in Russia. Mike Pound. Justice Anthony. You know who I'm talking about. Dickinson, Hologic, and Cephahide.
Now, how about playing the other?
Oh, you want to? I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to hear.
Well, I think he's bad. He's certainly bad too. But
Joe Biden's worst scams, or President Trump's worst gaffes. Let me see if I can find this.
Isn't it amazing? You don't have the one I sent you, but you have. You told me you didn't have time to put it in the audio vault because you weren't working for me all morning, but yet you have time to dig up that one.
Well,
isn't that interesting?
I may have falsely said that.
You
I
may
didn't
have falsely
it.
Said it.
Because I wanted to get that ready. Let's see if I can find this. This is the one you...
If you have Prime, you can get...
Oh, we have to do a pre-roll.
That's free.
We have to watch. Skip at
I
it.
I sent you the cut.
Here we go.
Well, we're waiting.
To respond and to begin the rebuilding.
Oh, there's Casey.
So I'm grateful to be joined by a partner, Senator Fetterman, who's next up.
The president and I were standing right next to each other at a collapsed bridge in western Pennsylvania, a bridge that I drove over just the night before with my young son. And he showed up with just hours after that bridge collapsed there. And he promised to make sure that any resources that they needed and any help and support. And guess what? That bridge was rebuilt less than a year, well in front of time. And again, and now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel kind of a law of the inflation bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt. It's a pleasure to be here and to introduce my friend, Congressman Boyle Bile.
Congressman who?
Boyle Bile?
I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah, who knows? I don't recognize him.
Obviously Donald Trump has some cognitive issues as well. But I think the problem I face with Senator Fetterman is that he is not getting better. You know, they told us that he would be improving on a, what, daily basis. He would be doing so much better as time went on, but he's not. And I think that the fact that he shows up in these bizarre costumes at important events where others are certainly exuding decorum, he's not. I think it's about time, in all honesty, that he focused on his health.
Well, I think he didn't articulately say what he wanted to say there, and he could not say the word infrastructure, and so, you know, that's that. But he has a disability. He's working through it. Folks who are following him say he's still being senator. He's still voting. He may stand in the back and in his card hearts out the door and and say that he's very interested, in not being able to say certain words the right way, but he's being a senator. He's representing folks. He's representing Pennsylvania. He's a Democrat, and I go back to the same thing I said before. I probably sound like a broken record to you. If you don't want Senator Fetterman in office, run somebody against him who can beat him, not some Hollywood has-been who's a very popular doctor.
A Hollywood has-been.
Well, he was very popular. I give him that. He was a glong zillionaire.
Not popular enough, though. I will cheerfully admit that. Not so cheerfully, but I'll admit it.
At least pick a Pennsylvanian next time.
He is a Pennsylvanian. He hasn't moved back to New Jersey.
Oz?
Yeah.
I thought he just moved here so he could run for Senate.
That's what you charged. You called him a carpetbagger. You were unmerciful in your criticism of his living arrangements.
Well, he actually lived in New Jersey and started living in Pennsylvania so he could run for U.S. Senate. But regardless, let's get back to Fetterman.
Okay, let's get back to Fetterman.
Can he do the job? Folks who know him say, obviously, his public speaking's not perfect, but he's able to follow along with his assistive technology. I've seen the transcriber that he uses that it's real time. It's just crazy. It doesn't even delay a second. It tells you the words that people say. And if you're ultra concerned about his public speaking, well, then you are not going to have confidence in him being senator. If you just want him to be senator and to vote, the way that you want him to vote or, the way that he wants to vote or Democrats want him to vote, then that's what you're going to get. But he's a full-service senator. His public speaking needs a little work.
How can he be a full-service senator when he can't debate on the floor of the House, when he sticks his head in, because he won't conform to the dress code of the Senate, he has to stand in the doorway and yell in his vote because he won't put on a shirt and tie and jacket and walk into the room.
Yeah, that's an odd one.
These are self-imposed things that he's doing, that show, I think, a disrespect for the office he holds.
Well, you're asking questions that I think is perfectly okay to ask. If you have a U.S. senator who has a disability and potentially could have some of the depression still lasting, I think it's okay for constituents to ask what you're asking. I think it's fine with me that he stay in office. I am not disappointed or not really ultra-concerned that he can't do the job as senator. Now, debating on the floor is going to be something that will be a challenge for him because that is the kind of setting in which he would probably have a little bit more struggle than he does as, just in normal conversation. So you're probably not going to get that from him. He'll probably have to either ask someone else to do it, or he can do it. And then, as you heard, some of it's a little haltingly, and there are a few words he can't say.
Well, I look at it in perhaps a slightly different way. The people,
partisan hack way?
No, that's according to you. But the people of Pennsylvania deserve, whether he's a Republican or a Democrat, they deserve someone who can participate fully and completely in the functions of the United States Senate. Over and above his cognitive difficulties, which I think are rather large, maybe not insurmountable, but certainly large, he self-imposes a distinction between himself and the other senators. senators by refusing to conform to the norms of the Senate. And the liberals were all over Donald Trump for that, and rightfully so. I mean, I thought he wasn't acting presidential in a lot of instances. But I don't hear these same people saying that Fetterman's not acting senatorial, that he doesn't have that he lacks respect for the office. I think back to Ronald Reagan, my self-proclaimed hero.
Sit down.
Who never went into the Oval Office without wearing a jacket and a tie. Why? Because he had respect for the office, he had respect for the institution, and I don't think Senator Fetterman has that, or at least he isn't demonstrating.
What are his cognitive impairments? I know his speech is obviously impacted by the stroke that he had. What are his mental delays?
I'm not certain about that. Are you?
Well, no, you just said he has cognitive impairments.
Well, yeah, that's because he can't receive messages from the brain the way you and I do.
Oh, without his assistant.
Without his
technology.
Assistant. But, you know, he's a bright guy. I mean, given everything being equal, well, you don't go to Harvard? You don't go there by being a dunce. And I've heard him speak when he was within his capabilities, full capabilities. He's a bright guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no argument. He's a bright guy. But why would he choose to sacrifice his health? Why would he choose to do less than a complete job? I would say if I were him and I had the cognitive issues he has, I would be overdoing the other things. I would be dressed to the nines. I would have a tie on. I would be,
how he should have dressed.
Everything I could do to make myself look as normal as possible as a United States senator. Yet he chooses not to do that.
It's a how he should have dressed. It's a new segment here on WDK.
Well,
okay.
Now, I assume that doesn't bother you.
Well, I guess, do I think it's perfectly ideal that we hire somebody who has a disability, who needs assistive technology in order to speak or to hear? I suppose it probably would be faster or more expedient, but we have humans in this country who cannot live up to the same fashion standards or cognitive standards as others. So
he can. He owns a suit. I've seen him in it.
Yeah, he wore one to the swearing in. All right, when he got pushed in instead of your guy. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. What's the question about Fetterman? Repeat that question.
Well, I think the question is whether or not he should be focusing on his own health and his own recovery, and more focused on that than on serving in the Senate, where right now I don't think he's as effective as the people of Pennsylvania deserve.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
We're talking about U.S. Senator Fetterman. Is he the right guy for the job now? Should he step down? Joe says step down and focus on your health and recovery and et cetera. I say he's got some impairments, but he's still being a good U.S. senator. I watch how he votes. We get the AP list of where the U.S. senators votes. I agree with most of his votes,
Let me give you a scenario.
Okay.
The governor would appoint a replacement, and I would think that the proper replacement would be former Governor Wolf.
Okay. Why?
Because he could do the job.
Okay.
He's the same party, represents the same philosophy.
Well,
he would be an excellent choice to replace him.
Fetterman's doing the job, just not to your satisfaction. Right? Stan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Well, Fetterman's got two problems. Okay? He's a narcissist because he thinks he is capable of doing the job, and he's the only one that could do the job, even though he's mentally incapacitated because of his stroke, and the other thing, he wants the power. Okay, that's the only two reasons that he would remain there, because it isn't for the good of the party, it isn't good for the, you know, for the good of the state, because the governor is a Democrat, correct? Last time I checked.
Yes, you checked correctly.
Okay, and he would appoint another Democrat. It wouldn't be a Republican, it would be another Democrat, correct?
That's right.
I just suggested Wolf. They would be two peas in a pod.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, they would think basically the same way of what they think that the country needs, although they're wrong, but that's a whole other story. So, he doesn't want to give up the position because he's a narcissist. That's what they accuse Trump of all the time, but here we have a man that's fairly incapable of doing the job, and he won't give it up.
Okay, I looked up narcissism because I always forget the precise definition. Does Senator Fetterman have a sense of entitlement? A common sign of people with narcissism is the belief that they are superior to others and deserve special treatment.
Well, I think so. Okay, otherwise, he'd give it up because he's not capable of doing the job.
You said President Trump had that.
That's what they accuse Trump of being all the time, correct?
Do you think he has a sense of entitlement, Trump?
No, I think he wanted the job, and he got it. And I think he got screwed out of the last one. But anyways, that's a whole other story. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Fetterman.
Well, no, you mentioned Trump. I was just following up, but I'll stop that. You said another definition of, or another aspect of the definition of narcissism. Is Senator Fetterman enjoying manipulative behavior, manipulating or controlling behavior?
Well, that one, Mark, right there. I don't think he's capable of manipulating anything because he barely can speak.
He's too impaired. Okay. Does he have a need for admiration?
Well, that seems to be the case.
Does he have a lack of empathy? Well, that might not apply to a U.S. senator at all.
Well, I mean, he evidently doesn't have empathy for the citizens of Pennsylvania. Otherwise, he would step down because he's not able to do the job for the citizens of Pennsylvania.
Okay, manipulative need for admiration, lack of empathy. One more. Oh, arrogance. People with narcissistic behavior already see themselves as superior to others, so they may become rude or abusive when they don't receive the treatment they think they deserve. While they hold themselves superior, they may speak or act rudely toward those who they deem as inferior. That's Fetterman?
Well, otherwise he would step down.
Right, okay? Yeah, I think he has...
Because obviously he can't see in himself that he's impaired. Maybe he has to know it is because he has to use a computer to communicate, correct?
Okay, so Fetterman has one of the five categories for narcissism. Trump had all five, and he was a perfectly good leader in your view, but Fetterman's impaired.
Well, we know he's impaired. Did you hear the speech in Philadelphia?
Yeah, we just played it a little while ago on the program.
Okay, I missed that. I was shopping. So, yeah, I missed that. So you're telling me that he's capable of communicating?
Well, he did fine through most of the speech, but I guess what,
he
like the
fine?
Bottom?
I didn't understand a word he was saying.
Oh, no, most of the speech is okay. But then the bottom fell out. He sort of lost his way with any word that was over a syllable or two. He couldn't read.
He also doesn't feel that he needs to, you know, stand up to the norms of the Senate and dress the part.
No.
Now, dress, in my opinion, most of the time, dress is just dress. I don't care. But, you know, he's doing a job. He's one of 100 in the United States. Don't you think he should at least show a little respect for the office that he so badly wanted?
I do.
That he couldn't, take care of himself?
I agree with you there. He sets himself apart. I mean, he can't come on the Senate floor, so he opens the chamber door, yells in his vote, and then goes back to wherever it is he hides out.
Aye.
That's almost as bad as calling in the vote, you know, when COVID was, or by proxy. You know, that's almost as bad. So, he needs to go.
Well,
and if in 6 years, if he's better, he can run again.
Right.
All right. Here's his speech. You're going to hear this since you didn't hear it. I think you should because
I heard parts of it.
Okay.
Just didn't hear what you played.
Mr. President, a little over a year ago, the president and I were standing right next to each other at a collapsed bridge in western Pennsylvania, a bridge that I drove over just the night before with my young son. And he showed up with just hours after that bridge collapsed there. And he promised to make sure that any resources that they needed and any help and support. And guess what? that bridge was rebuilt less than a year, well in front of time. And again, and now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the Juul law of the...
Yeah, not sure where he said it there, but you get the idea. So that's after that, the bottom fell out, and he did well up to then, but kind of lost his way on some of the bigger words. Stan, we'll let you wrap up. Go right ahead. We got about 30 seconds.
Well, Fetterman needs to go. Our governor is going to appoint another Democrat, which we all know, and we need to get on with our lives and have some decent representation for Pennsylvania in D.C.
Well,
I mean, I don't see any other way around it.
Well, I'm a little more charitable. I think he should focus on his health. I think he can make a recovery, but I think he can't do that while he's not working on it.
All right, thank you.
But, you know, he's got to go to do it.
Right. All right, we got you, sir. Thank you so much for calling in. Hey, you too, buddy. All right. 570-743-9565. Dial it 6 minutes from now. We'll put you on the radio. This is WKOK Sunbury. WKOK News Time. It is 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Let's see. It is Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yep.
Is tomorrow Thursday?
Thursday, yes. Thursday, over on 94KX. It is, let's see, June 21st, 2023, first day of summer. Summer starts, I think, at 10:58 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. And so it'll be officially time, and today's the longest day. It just seems like it to you this morning on the show, but yes. It is actually the longest day.
That was a great movie, by the way.
The Longest Day.
The Longest Day,
oh,
yep.
Boy, I might have seen that one. Don't recall. Hey, I want to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. You can find out details about them at sunburymotors.com. They would just love to super serve you, put you in a new Ford, Hyundai, or Kia. Just go to any car magazine and ask for what are some of the top vehicles around here. Yep, Ford F-150 going to be at the top of the truck list. A Ford Ranger or the Ford Maverick going to be the pickup truck list. Or maybe it's the Hyundai Santa Fe, which is another small pickup truck that has a tiny little bed in the back so you can haul maybe one trash can or something, but it's a perfect vehicle for some folks. And of course, brand new Hyundais of every stripe and variety and brand new Kias of every type and variety. And they would just love to see you at the Sunbury Motor Company with brand new vehicles. If you would like your vehicle worked on, they got the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. Haven't been to the Quick Lane. Oh my gosh, it's been almost one day, but they're doing a super job fixing vehicles and making sure that even if your car got recalled by another car maker, they can take care of the recall. Like if you got a busted Chevy that's got a recall letter, take it to them and say, I would like this fixed, and they'll fix you up at the Sunbury Motor Company. They have a large truck shop, a small truck shop, a parts department, big parts, little parts, body shop, alignment shop, repair garage, paint shop, master towing shop, you name it, and in the car wash shop, too. So everything's available. Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. All right, they are our sponsor. Our telephone number, 570-743-9565. That's 573-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Use the keyword OTM. We're talking about U.S. Senator John Fetterman. Should he stay in office? I say that I don't have any problem with an individual with a disability working as a U.S. senator. He's able to do the job. Let's see. I would say a fast-paced debate on the Senate floor. It would be more difficult for him, but he certainly could do it. Regardless, I don't hold it against him that he has that impairment of the stroke. Joe says it's time for him to step down and focus on his health. What's your view on that topic? So give us a buzz. We're talking about the submersible out there. They heard some noises that seemed like a positive thing at the time.
And Hunter Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Pleading guilty.
Oh, yeah. Hunter Biden. Yeah, he's going to skate, to use your phrase.
He got slapped on the wrist. His pinky got plucked.
All right. So let's do some brief news headlines. We got one caller waiting, so we're going to go to the phones, but those are the topics we've covered so far. A New Berlin man has been charged for allegedly strangling and assaulting a woman during an argument in their home. 55-year-old Donald Lloyd argued with a woman, pushed her several times, punched her, and placed his hands over her throat and applied pressure so she couldn't breathe. That's a felony strangulation charge in that particular case. Soon to be emeritus bishop Ronald Gaynor spoke to WDKOK recently, reflecting on his 9-year tenure. He said it certainly was unprecedented times, including the grand jury report on clergy sex abuse, the lawsuits that put the diocese into bankruptcy, and the COVID pandemic.
We could easily allow any one of those situations to get us off track and to forget the mission that Christ has given us as his church. It took a lot of time and energy and work to address those situations. I always wanted our staff at the diocese and in our parishes to keep our focus on Christ.
He was on the Susquehanna University campus as the Upper Susquehanna Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America held their Synod Assembly. He addressed the Lutheran group about ecumenical relations between the Catholics and the Lutherans. I'm waiting for Joe to say something about lasagna.
Meatloaf and lasagna.
There you go. Thank you. I'll tell you what, we have the best dinners in history now. You can hear all of his remarks next week on WDKOK Sunrise. Tough news from the Susquehanna Valley United Way as 4 full-time employees laid off. President and CEO Adrian Mail told WDKOK it was a strategic, incredibly hard decision by the organization's board of directors. Mail said the board also made the decision to do right for the community. She says the newly merged organization's 2022 capital campaign was down $135,000, which was a factor in the layoff. She says they'll still provide as much of their services as they can and do many of the events that they were planning. The governor said it yesterday during a news conference.
Based on the tremendous progress that we have made and the time it takes to complete the remaining steps, I can confidently state right here, right now, the traffic will be flowing here on I-95 this weekend. This weekend.
There'll be a bit of a bottleneck starting this weekend. There'll be 3 operational northbound lanes as well as 3 operational southbound lanes. While it's happening, the bridge will be rebuilt from the outside in. There'll be no disruption to traffic, and there'll be 6 fully functional lanes at all times in the months ahead. And as Joe alluded, Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has reached a tentative deal with the U.S. attorney in Delaware, agreeing to enter guilty pleas to 2 misdemeanor tax charges and admitting to felony gun possession, according to a U.S. Justice Department filing. Hunter Biden's plea will include an acknowledgement that the drug use was a contributing factor in his gun crime and is entering into a pretrial diversion agreement. According to the filing, a source with knowledge of the agreement said it's expected to mean that for 2 years, Hunter Biden must remain drug-free and can't commit additional crimes. If he fulfills that successfully, the gun count would be dismissed. It does not amount to a guilty plea. At an event in California Tuesday, President Biden responded to questions about Hunter by saying, "I am proud of my son." An earlier statement from a White House spokesman said the president and first lady love their son and support him as he continues to rebuild his life. We will have no further comments on that. Okay, so Hunter Biden back in the news with a guilty plea to those misdemeanor charges.
Yes, I understand he settled his legal difficulties with his baby mama, the one that Joe Biden refuses to acknowledge, the grandchild Joe won't acknowledge. Great family man, the Bidens.
In your view, okay. Yes, spoken as the key supporter of a man with like 6 affairs, 9 wives.
I'm not a big supporter of Donald Trump. No.
Well, you voted for him.
I did not.
Now, you never voted for Donald Trump in your life?
No, I can't say that.
Okay, I was going to say. Thank you. Anyway, you have a double standard. It's like a quadruple standard.
And if we're he and Biden, I'd be voting for him again.
Okay. All right. Trump.
But did you happen to see Tim Scott last night?
Yes, yeah, did a fantastic job.
You bet he did.
He's a little bit too far right for me, but he's certainly a good candidate.
He is my candidate.
Okay, you like him.
I do.
You like all that anti-wokeness, or is that sort of, that's not really your cup of tea most of the time?
Anti-wokeness? So I'm as anti-woke as you're going
to
get.
And radical right, you like to use that phrase a lot.
Well, I like to use MAGA nuts. That's my favorite.
MAGA nuts. Right. Those are different.
You've heard of a bag of nuts. We're MAGA nuts.
Okay. Anyway, on the topic of Hunter Biden, lower right-hand corner.
Says at least Hunter Biden is pleading guilty. Trump crying not guilty. Pleading guilty, stupid.
Plead guilty, stupid.
That's not what it says. It says pleading guilty, stupid. I assume he means Hunter Biden is stupid for pleading guilty.
That's what it actually says. Right. I guess so. Joseph, you're on the mark. Thanks for a short wait. Please, go right ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I wanted to comment on Mr. Fetterman. Of course, in the debates with Oz, the first thing he said was good night, you know, when he started his speech. The guy is totally incapable. The other day I was listening to him address some senator asked him a question there. I forget what it was even, but he took a long time to respond. And when he did, it was just totally incoherent. I mean, he just made no sense whatsoever. The same way with our beloved president, Joe Biden. He's incapable of dealing in international affairs or even affairs concerning our state here, you know what I mean, the United States. And that's a fact, you know, everybody knows that. Now here's the point. as to his dress code and so forth, I think it's atrocious the way he dresses. And now, I never thought that before, because I thought, well, you know, you can do what you want. But no, you have to have respect for the office, and I respect the office that he holds, but I don't respect the man for how he carries it out, okay? And I remember a long time ago, this was a long time ago, I had a dream, and in this dream, President Reagan come into the room, and some of us, we were having like a Bible study, and I said, I was sitting on the couch, very relaxed, and I didn't get up or nothing, and I said, hi, Ron. And he walked over to me very, very cool-like. He leaned over and very calmly and politely said, President Reagan. And I'll tell you, it was really a rebuke to me in the dream. Now, it was a dream, of course, but it taught me something. It taught me I had to respect the office and the man that's in the office. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now, we're living in a day when everything goes. I remember when Fetterman was running with Oz there to be elected, and he held up his shirt and he said, Fetter woman! This is totally ridiculous, you know. And as far as dress code, I don't know if you noticed lately, you gentlemen go to church, and you see people dressed not like they did back in the 50s or 60s when they came to church. They would have, you know, decent attire on. But now you see people coming to church to meet the King, the Almighty, and his son, and to have a relationship with him and with other believers, and they have shorts on and blue jeans, and I think that's just inappropriate. I don't know what you think about that as far as dress goes in the church, you know?
Well, I think each church has to have its own dress code. I don't know of any church that has a dress code, to be honest with you, but I agree with you. I think you certainly can show a little respect, as I would suspect the same. I feel the same way about Fetterman. I mean, he's wearing his hoodies and his shorts and
shouting
his votes in from the doorway because he isn't dressed well enough to enter the Senate chamber.
Well, I actually look at the church, and this may shock you, as a higher place than the Senate halls. Now, they call it the Holy Halls of Congress, but I think the church would be more to that respect than a government office. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And we should show more respect.
No argument.
Yeah,
I want to comment on that submarine that was lost. I cannot understand, and you tell me if I'm wrong, in this day that we're living in the 21st century and all the technology we have, you tell me that they didn't have some kind of bleeper on there, that a signal that they could put out if something emergency happened? I can't understand that. And then they said they heard from noises. Every half hour, they heard this noise. Well, hold on once. If I was trapped in a submarine wanting help, I'd be banging in the hull of that submarine or doing something to make some kind of noise. And you know that sound really carries in a submarine or a sunken vessel, in which a submarine is, of course. In World War II, you know, if you were hiding from the destroyers, you had to be careful not even to talk if you were in a sub. You know, or drop a wrench or something like that, and it would reverberate, and the enemy would know where you are.
Great movie, Run Silent, Run Deep.
Well, no, it's a fact, though. I know that was in the movies, but it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That carries out, you know, it's like a ripple. You throw a stone in the water, and it'll carry, go. You know what I mean?
Yep, we follow you.
I agree.
All right, we got you, Joseph.
But you're right,
I want to comment one thing on
No more. We got caller waiting.
We have another caller waiting. So thank you.
Now, come on.
You've had three topics so far.
You allow him to go on and on all the time.
Everybody goes on.
My goodness.
All right.
He said something.
Call back, you get 1 minute.
He was being facetious when he said it.
Call back, you get 1 minute.
He said about the gay pride being a...
Call back, you get 1 minute. He went 1 minute later. All right, got to hit the break. And we got one caller waiting by. 3 minutes is the limit if a caller's waiting. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Mark Lawrence here, Mr.
Joe. Joe, name is Joe.
I know you're
having cognitive difficulties today in honor of Mr. Fetterwoman.
No, I was just going to call you a disparaging name, but then I thought better of it.
Oh, call me disparaging. I don't care.
All right.
I can take it.
Old Joe's on the other side of the table here.
Well, that's accurate. I can't. That may be disparaging, but it's also accurate.
And you're going to be 80 in a couple months.
Don't remind me.
1 month. Okay.
Yes, don't remind me.
David from Bloomsburg, PA, you are on the mark. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about John Fetterman quickly first.
Okay.
If John Fetterman doesn't seem like he's capable of serving in the Senate, however, if he resigns before August 1st, there has to be a special election. And just like we did with Linda Schlegel, we'll have a consortium of both the Democrat side and Republican side. We'll have a nominee selected, and we'll have the general election vote. After August 1st, if he resigns, the governor has the authority to name a replacement until the next election cycle, which would be 2024, which give them time to get their candidate together and work on a reelection campaign for her. So you're not going to see anything with Fetterman until after August 1st, because they're not going to let him go and force a quick election for his office.
Wow, who knew? Good for you. Thank you.
So, and now, really quick on Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden got a sweetheart deal on the taxes and especially on the firearms charge. Now, he was disqualified from owning a firearm because of his dishonorable discharge from the United States military. And no one's talking about that. That is the primary question. The secondary question on the form about drug abuse is down there. But his main disqualifier was his dishonorable discharge. That's a matter of record. His drug use is only something that you admit on the form, you know, out of your personal knowledge. But there's no record of it. And they don't want to say he was dishonorably discharged from the military because it puts a bad spin on the Biden family legacy. You know, Bo is a different type of character than his brother. You know, Hunter Biden decided to use cocaine before a three-day trill, and your analysis, lo and behold, his number came up, and he peed in the bottle, and it came back hot, and he was thrown out. How stupid could the officer be? Because he knew that testing was due sooner or later, but he just had a party, you know, before the three-day drill. You know, Hunter Biden, and I don't want to hear any liberal Democrat or anybody talking about more gun legislation. We have the legislation on the book. Hunter Biden was potentially capable of being sentenced to a 2 to 5 year sentence. Now, he could have had probation or an ARD on the sentence after it was imposed, but to go right to the ARD style program and diversion thing is ridiculous. They're using a little known thing in Delaware for Veterans Court to try and get him into the diversion plan, and then having the record expunged from his have his record expunged in 2 years after his ARD style program is completed. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's an abuse of the firearms legislation that are out there, and anybody calling for more gun legislation, you clean your own house up. You, Hunter Biden, should have at least been sentenced, and it should have been then diverted to probation after the sentencing, so it stays on the books. You know, it's ridiculous how they make special rules and regulations. No other person would have gotten a deal like he did.
Well,
and
I got a question.
People in jail,
question,
you know, because
David.
Of the same question.
David,
answered.
Real quick, what do other people get? Most people, if you plead guilty to misdemeanor,
no, this is a felony charge. The gun charge is felony.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm on the misdemeanor tax charge. Do most people get jail time for that?
Not a misdemeanor.
Right, I don't think so.
Ask Martha Stewart. You know, did insider trading and didn't declare the taxes.
No, that's I don't need to ask her.
In a federal prison.
I'm asking you, David, what do most people get for two guilty pleas to misdemeanor tax evasion?
What misdemeanor tax evasion usually carries a sentence up to 364 days. So you can
that's what most people get. They get
in a federal prison.
That's a good answer. Then.
That's the disclaimer for a misdemeanor. Anything under a year.
Yeah, I didn't realize that most people got
is a felony.
Okay, that answers that. I didn't realize that most people got a year in jail for that. But that's good information.
Well,
so thank you for that.
Federal law or prison system. You usually on a nonviolent crime, you make parole in 30% to 40% once your sentence is done. So you're only in there for a few months.
I got you.
You know,
sentenced yet.
Absolutely ridiculous. And when are they going to investigate Joe Biden's classified documents that he's had for the past 30 years?
There's already
the
a special counsel.
Senate, time as vice president.
David.
Stored in a box behind the Corvette.
Hello, David. Listen, Hunter Biden hasn't been sentenced yet. There's no guarantee he's not going to do jail time. You say he has avoided jail time, but there's no guarantee of that. A judge has to approve it. And one of our good listeners says, no, in fact, misdemeanor tax evasion charges rarely, not most of the time, like you just said, but in fact, rarely enjoy jail time. So you would have to check your facts on that. Hunter Biden was not dishonorably discharged from the Army.
He was in the Navy.
Discharged from the Navy.
Yeah,
for drug use.
See, I told you he wasn't dishonorably discharged from the Army.
No, it was the Navy.
Right.
Give you that.
But he says actually he enjoyed what they call an administrative discharge. Now, I'm not going to go to Wikipedia or search this up, but he says he wasn't dishonorably discharged. I ask what is the difference between an administrative discharge and an honorable discharge?
Denied.
What would you say? What's the difference between an administrative discharge and a dishonorable discharge?
A dishonorable discharge is like a felony compared to a misdemeanor. In the simplest terms, it carries forfeiture, any and all benefits and rights and privileges designed to a veteran. You know, he tried to get an administrative discharge
No, he did get it. He was discharged with the administration. Well, he says anyway. But I'm sure the Justice Department knows what the facts are there. But in any event, so he wasn't dishonorably discharged because of his excessive drug use. He was, in fact, administratively discharged. And that's not asked about on the gun form at all. But, of course, he was lying about it, and he admits that now.
He's lying about his drug use.
Says, right. Have you been discharged from the United States military other than honorable terms? And he lied about that.
Well, apparently
That was his disqualifier.
Right, but apparently the administrative isn't. My knowledge is two sentences deep, and here they are. Apparently, the administrative discharge isn't a dishonorable, and it does not trigger that other than honorable. But regardless, he certainly lied blatantly about the drug use one. That's therein lies the heart of the matter.
You know, the form
reads, are you an unlawful user of addicted or to marijuana or other depressants, narcotics, and everything else?
He nailed
and
that
then,
one.
The veteran discharges from the armed forces under dishonorable conditions, and he was.
He
tried to get post relief to an administrative discharge, but that's rarely given, not even for him.
Gotcha.
If you look at his records back from years ago, it was listed as dishonorable discharge.
Gotcha. Well, I guess they went for the blatant one rather than the one that might have to be adjudicated. They certainly got him on that. And that's been obvious ever since the gun was purchased that that was false.
Actually, a story at the time says that because of, citing privacy laws, the Navy did not give a reason for the discharge, which was not disclosed until it emerged in the media on Thursday.
Yeah, Hunter says it was administrative. And, of course, you can't believe him either. So he's the defendant in the case. That is rarely the place to go for the truth in a manner.
Right. He's the scofflaw who didn't pay his taxes and who got a gun under false pretenses. So why should we believe anything he says?
Well, I don't know. I'm saying the same
thing. We don't believe Donald Trump because he groped women on Broadway or whatever.
David, we'll give you the last word. Go right ahead.
You know, I just think, you know, we have to take care of our country first. You know, you can live the lifestyle you want, but don't force your beliefs on me, and I won't divorce my straight Catholic views on you. You know, live your life, but don't insist that I live your life.
Unless, of course, it's abortion or drug laws or things like that, in which case it's what you say goes. Gotcha.
Well, I'm a believer in Narcan as an EMT and everything. Everybody deserves a second chance.
Gotcha.
But these drug dealers have to pay the price for putting this poison out there in America.
Yeah. Well, and I noticed that Pennsylvania is considering more drug dealer enhancements for sentences. There's already drug dealer enhancements, you know, for various sentences. Now, in Harrisburg, at least the Republicans are talking about even more enhancements. So if you, like, deal drugs to a young person or near a school, more than 5 years. So there is talk of some harsher laws. All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
Much,
right.
much appreciated.
Have a good one.
570-743-9565. A lot wrapped up in there, Mr. Fetterman and Hunter Biden, the main topics of conversation. That's kind of covered our show today. We talked a little bit about the submarine. Joseph asked a good question. Why isn't there like a
beeper?
In a rescue bopper that floats to the top. And
well, apparently, or something
beacon,
they could discharge from the submarine that would shoot to the top, some kind of a on a string or whatever that would, although have to be a pretty long string because they're about 2.5 miles down.
Well, if it's a matter of life or death, why not 2 miles of string? I'd be happy for it.
Yeah, I would too. I would be very happy if I had something like that in there.
All right, we got two piles of words here to read, and then we're hitting the break.
Oh, we're doing those first? Okay.
Yeah.
This is from Charlie. It's addressed to Joseph. 50 years ago, people dressed for church differently than they did 2,000 years ago. What standard are you using? Because it was done a certain way 50 years ago doesn't mean it's the correct way to do it. As I'm sure you know, the Bible says man looks on the outside, but God looks at the heart. You appear to be judging people by what they wear. As a born-again Christian, I purposely dress casually, in shorts, when I go to church. I want people who don't have nice clothes to feel comfortable and welcome in church. I'd much rather have them in church wearing shorts than at home wearing a coat and tie. Signed, Charlie. And one of our other texters says, I work with people who have disabilities. They have the same right to any job as Fetterman. If they choose to quit.
To quit.
Oh, quit. Okay. Okay. That's usually spelled with a Q, not a G. That is up to that person, no one else.
All right. Yeah, well, we got a lot of intolerance here for individuals with disabilities, so that's what's happening here. That's what's really going on.
That's not what's going on.
Oh, what's really going on?
All right. Let's say you had a physical capability. Let's say you had a terrible stutter. You think you'd be a newsman in a radio station?
Well, no, but I
would you?
But key job is to communicate effectively, and he can do
that. Suppose you developed that stutter after having been hired, and you had a wonderful voice, and you had clear pronunciation, as you do, and suddenly you get this irreversible stuttering, and you can't put words together.
Thank you.
What would happen? Would you keep your job?
Not another. Pretty tolerant around here. Pretty accepting.
I don't think they would accept that.
All of us bring a certain amount of limitations to the table. Look at you.
Well, I bring a lot of limitations
right.
to the table.
Okay. And then we rest
but
my
no,
case.
But I'm seriously, there are qualifications for jobs, some of which cannot be accommodated, or the lack of which cannot be accommodated. I think in broadcasting, you have to be able to think clearly. You have to be able to enunciate what you think. Suppose Fetterman and I were doing this show together. You were not here, and Fetterman, Senator Fetterman, was over there. What do you think the show would be like?
You know what? We haven't interviewed him.
He isn't doing interviews.
Well, we've interviewed Senator Casey and Senator Santorum and Senator Spector on this show.
I go back and again, and I say of him, he is a bright guy when he's got all of his faculties and all of his abilities. I don't agree with 99% of what he says, but he's smart. You know, and he certainly has done a good job in representing his people as the mayor. Well, of course, there's some people say he wasn't a good mayor, but I think he was a good mayor for his town.
Well, what do you know about mayoring?
Very little.
Oh, right, except for 50 years or something. All right, 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok. Joe's just shaking his head no. 570-743-9565. Call us now.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Okay. Lynn's like, you guys are supposed to start talking.
I was ready, but you were writing.
I'm sorry, I was busy. I was basking in the past. Harry, thank you for calling in. Go right ahead.
You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. You know, one of the things that we're overlooking here with the statement that, you know, intolerance over a disability is that we're not talking about somebody who's got mobility issues something that would keep them from doing the position. And let me read something to you here. This is the oath that a senator must take when they take office. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And here's the key part. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. When a guy can stand up there with prepared remarks and then say the words delegation instead of delegation and not be able to say infrastructure three or four times, he is not mentally equipped or able to do the position, which is a violation of the oath he swore when he took the office. That's a whole different ballgame over being intolerant over a disability. This is an inability to do what he was elected to do. The honorable thing would be to step down or at least to take a leave until there was measurable improvement in what his condition is.
I don't think there's any provision for a senator to take a leave without
leave
not representing us.
So that's the same thing, right?
I'm sorry, I missed you, Harry. What'd you say?
Yeah. He took the leave for the depression. Wouldn't that fall under the same thing where he would be under a medical...
Well, yeah, but I would say it's going to be a much longer time if you want his speech to be significantly improved.
I'm not even talking about the speech part. That's something that could go through. People have lisp or they have a stutter, as Joe mentioned about with that, which would be different than being on the newscast. I agree, but the fact is, he is mentally he is having a problem concentrating on and being able to do his job.
Okay.
That's the fact.
It's hard to tell from his ability to communicate exactly what part of that is a function of the stroke and whether or not the stroke has affected him more seriously than we are being led to believe.
But either way, it's an inability to do what he was elected to do. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. So therefore, that pretty much ends the debate.
Well, I mean, part of it, as I said to Mark, part of it's self-inflicted. He refuses to conform to the dress code of the United States Senate. You know,
I don't even care about that. I mean, I find
I
that
do.
Offensive. But that doesn't deal with his competency or incompetence.
No, that's
that
true.
That deals with somebody who's trying to make a statement and to stand out. That's all. He's done that for years, even before the stroke. He needs attention. That's an issue. That's a whole different issue.
Well, I think he can still do the job. Obviously, the public speaking part is more of a difficulty, but he certainly can do everything else that's expected of him. I think it's just a speech.
Mark, have you seen some of the clips of when he was addressing the committees and stuff like that? And he can't do it. He can't keep track of what he's talking about.
Right. He obviously has an impairment. There's no argument there. But all of us bring certain limitations to the job. I think people of Pennsylvania probably feel relatively represented, or they would be rising up, and there'd be a lot more momentum other than just from conservatives saying that he should go.
But you know, the Senate is called.
You know, you can't put much stock in that. There's 40% of the people who give Joe Biden a satisfactory grade. That shows there's a serious mental block.
Well, maybe Fetterman's that, then. Maybe Fetterman's the
Senate,
same thing.
The Senate has been called the greatest deliberative body in the world. And if you can't participate in those deliberations meaningfully and effectively, you are not doing your job.
All right, we got to hit the road,
Bingo.
Harry. Last
Bingo.
Word, please. Go right ahead.
Also look at the Hunter Biden sentencing. What his likely sentencing is, there's a rapper named Hunter Kodak, or Kodak Black, who for the same charges got sentenced to 46 months in prison.
Yeah, our good listener sent us a note saying that jail time is likely under most of these circumstances, so we'll
right.
see.
But I seriously doubt that Hunter and the and his godfather, the president, will face any
the godfather.
Charges.
The godfather. All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Make
much
him an offer he can't refuse.
Chris, you are on the mark. Please go right ahead.
Yeah, I don't think Fetterman's any problem. People have been sick for 6 months and longer, and year for without resigning.
Okay.
Right?
Right. But what about the communication dilemma?
I think Harry's a little off base there.
What about Dianne Feinstein? What about Dianne Feinstein?
Yeah, what about her?
She's don't back. You think she should back resign from the Senate?
She's back there now, isn't she?
Well, I'm not asking that. I mean, you've seen her condition. You've seen her lack of ability to do the job. I mean, how many people can we tolerate in those positions who can't do the job they were elected to do?
All of them.
They're doing the job.
So how is Senator Fetterman effectively debating for the people of Pennsylvania in the United States Senate?
I didn't see that of a list of jobs that says you must debate in the Senate.
Well, what is he doing there? How is he, with his limitations, how is he effectively representing the people of the Commonwealth? I mean, you say he is, so tell me how. Now, tell
and
me
that
how.
That isn't even required, is it?
So, in other words, just showing up is good enough.
Is there a requirement for a senator to vote on any bill?
Nope.
There you go.
So, in other words, we should require them or allow them not to do their job, not to represent the people that were electing them, that elected them.
Yes, and vote them out if they can't do it when you have a chance.
But here's a case
That's
where we
the
voted.
Way the Senate works, baby.
Here's the way we voted.
Right?
We voted for a guy who assured us that he was recovering and that he would be able to do the job. His staff talked constantly about what a major improvement he's making and that he's, you know, his cognitive abilities are returning, but they aren't.
Yeah, and you people lie to get elected all the time, don't they?
So that's okay,
and who
then.
Who can predict the future, Joe? Who can predict the future? Can you predict the future?
I can predict that he's not going to get better if he doesn't take care of himself. Yeah, I can predict that.
No, you can't. You can't predict that at all.
Look at how strokes...
All you would have to be able to say is, well, he didn't take care of himself and he got better, or my proof is he must have taken care of himself because he did get better, both of which could be true or false.
Perhaps.
Perhaps, exactly. Now, as far as Hunter goes, he probably got a tougher deal than many people did in his position, too.
Well, not when other people have gone to jail for it.
How many did that, and what were the circumstances there?
Well, Harry just spoke of somebody, a rapper, a black rapper.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the case at all. And so you dug out one case where somebody got more. You probably dig out some cases where people got less, too.
Okay, so what should he get? If he committed a felony, should he face felony charges?
He probably paid the fines with the taxes for being late and not filing and whatnot, but I don't know about that for sure. But I would assume they charge you when you file extra when you haven't paid, right? So he paid those, and the gun. Only 16% of people get any jail time at all for lying on the gun thing.
But he,
especially when drugs are involved and addictions involved, and they haven't done any felony with the gun.
But the law calls it a felony.
Right.
Yes,
why do they call it a felony if nobody gets prosecuted for it?
It's not usually enforced.
They are being prosecuted.
I told you time and time again.
They are being prosecuted for it, Joe. He's just not getting,
right?
Most people don't get jail time.
Well, we'll have to look that one up.
I'm sure Chris did.
So,
he's the truth man, you know.
Well, I've heard people on TV say it, but I haven't fact checked them.
Okay. All right, we got you, Chris. Anything else?
I think with Hunter Biden, the whole Republican point is they've had this fantasy about Hunter Biden's the answer to all their woes, and it's a proof of the crime family and all this. And if I think Trump has gotten far more favorable treatment than Hunter has.
Well, are you familiar?
I don't think you see how you could even argue about that.
I'm looking at a website. The website is federal government, and it says, do you get jail time for lying on an application about drug use for guns? And it says the ATF Form 4473 specifically questions potential purchasers about their criminal history. For example, if they've been convicted of illegal drug use. The maximum penalty for making a false statement during the purchase of a firearm is 10 years in prison. Now, that doesn't sound like
what's
something they just blow off.
Yeah, what's the minimum?
I thought it was 5 years.
10 years.
Sure you got that one right?
I'm reading it right off the government's website.
All right. I'd heard it was 5 years consistently on that.
I thought it was 5 years enhancement if you used a gun in the commission of a crime. You got an additional
right.
5 years.
Oh, so that might be an enhancement then.
Right.
But in any case, yeah, but that doesn't say what usually happens, does it?
No, I was looking for what usually happens. But that seems to me that a 10-year sentence doesn't seem like something that the law intended to just give you a slap on the wrist for.
Dan always complained about this. Anyway, about the Republicans, they've been using that as a cudgel to try to embarrass and hurt the president. That has been their major use of Hunter Biden.
But on this program, you said Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong, that this was all a Republican witch hunt. He pleaded guilty.
I didn't say he didn't pay. I never said he paid his taxes or told the truth on the form.
No, but you claimed,
never said that.
You claimed the Republicans
I
were...
I never said that.
Claimed the Republicans were out to get him.
He didn't be prosecuted for it. And it was... Do you think... Trump would have let a Democratic Attorney General stay in charge of the case if it was one of his buddies?
Well, he did. He let him in there. Biden let the guy stay. Could have gotten rid of him.
Yeah, Biden let the guy stay because he's being honorable and respects the office and knows that you shouldn't be affecting individual cases as president. Trump did not know that, did not respect that, and abuse the pardon.
All right, we got to hit the road. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks,
thank you,
Chris.
Sir.
You're welcome.
Take care,
good,
buddy.
Good points are. All right, we got to hit the break. We got a caller waiting, but we'll take more comers. 570-743-9565 is the telephone number. 570-743-WKOK. You can email us, as one individual has done, at onthemark@wkok.com, and text us, as one individual has done, at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
All right, welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. You got words in front of you, Joe.
Tom says, I fail to see the problem with John Fetterman. The whole Republican Party is incompetent, but I'm not hearing any complaints from the MAGA maggots. Tom's such a loving and happy person, isn't he?
His grace
is failing.
He really
is an example of the far left's diversity, tolerance, and inclusion.
Keep going. I got to read this.
Okay. And then there are levels where you are charged with a crime. First offenders get ARD.
And I want to talk about the Sunbury Motor Company. SunburyMotors.com. Check out Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. They provide service for all makes of cars and trucks. I told you about the Santa Cruz, so let me tell you a little bit more about that. 100% reliable, says Consumer Reports. Of course, you're going to get 30 miles to the gallon on the highway. It's just a strange-looking, tiny pickup truck, but a fantastic SUV, ultra-nimble, 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, and I don't know what Consumer Reports rates it, but I'm sure it's very high because it's a Hyundai Tucson, and you couldn't spend more than $40,000 on one if you wanted to. It's got everything you need: forward cross warning, rear cross-track warning, automatic emergency braking, lane-keeping assistance. That's what Joe needs to do because he's always handling the phone, and lane departure. Oh, no, that's what you need, lane departure warning, because it says, Joe, you're going off the road, you fool. And it's right next to the Hyundai Palisade on the lot down at the Sunbury Motor Company. So do business with the Sunbury Motor Company. Palisade, of course, that great big SUV that's just fantastic. You might like one of those.
Oh,
I think that's right up your alley. It's got a 3.8-liter V6, top speed 120 miles an hour.
All right, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. All right.
Get me to the interstate.
Check out Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles at sunburymotors.com. All right. Joseph, you get 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm going to comment on a man that said that Yahweh looks on the heart and not on the outward.
Oh, brother.
Oh, good. Yeah. Read your Bible. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and Timothy chapter 2 that he does look on the outward appearance. And if your heart is right, you will want to conform to his dress codes in modest apparel. Not only that, but in Matthew chapter 22, he says one came into the wedding feast, and he was improperly attired. And he said to his servants, bind him and cast him into outer darkness. And furthermore, if anyone doesn't, in this day and age, I can go to the secondhand store, which I buy a lot of clothing there. I can buy a suit, a brand new suit, for under $10. Go to any secondhand store. And so if he's saying wears shorts and so forth because he doesn't want to offend someone that can't buy a suit, just go to a secondhand store. $10, you can get a suit.
All right.
Sure you can.
Gotcha. Thank
That's
you, sir.
That's not an excuse.
Thou shalt not wear denim at the local church.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And thou shalt not hit people over the head with the Bible. That's another commandment, too, but you don't, that one's not.
Where? I don't remember that one.
Oh, it's in there.
Is there? Okay.
Thou shalt not be religiously fixated and hit people over the head with the Bible.
Well, casting him into utter darkness for being improperly attired seems like a rather harsh punishment for a rather minor offense.
Nobody's ever seen me in church in denim, I'll tell you that. You're listening to News Radio 1070, WKOK Sunbury. WKOK News Time. It is now coming up on 10 a.m. time for the Dan Patrick Show on WKOK.